August Wilson chronicled the lives of garbage men, domestic servants, gypsy cab drivers, and finally, real estate developers. His characters may have lived in the working-class community of Pittsburgh's Hill District, but the frustrations of race and class transcended neighborhoods across the country. Two men join me now to talk about Wilson's plays and legacy. Harry Elam Jr. is the author of the book Writing History, The Past as Present in the Drama of August Wilson. He's also the chair of the drama department of Stanford University. Also joining us is Kenny Leon, artistic director for the True Colors Theater Company in Atlanta. Mr. Leon directed two of Wilson's plays, Gem of the Ocean and Radio Gulf. Gentlemen, glad to have you with us. Mr. Elam, let me start with you. The idea of the greatness of this man, what best can be pointed to when we talk about that?
Well, I think you can point directly to his cycle of plays that you spoke of. And in this cycle, what he did was he wrote a play for every decade of the 20th century, looking at African American experience, going back and looking at the choices that African Americans made. And what he did in doing so was he made African Americans not tangential to, but critical to the motion of history.
Mr. Leon, what I found most interesting about this man's plays, and often we see African Americans pressured to do this, he did not homogenize the unique experience of African Americans. He asked that you figure out, if you didn't get it, what it meant.
August writes the truth, you know. We worked on Gem of the Ocean last year before we went to Broadway in Boston, and I worked with him right up until the end on Radio Gulf, which is the new play we're taking to Broadway. And there's always a sense of honesty and realness and a voice to those who can't speak, but there's always a universality about his work and a true art to it. So it always gives voice, a larger voice than one would expect. I think is the greatest writer that we've seen in our generation.
I want to echo that point by just saying that, yes, Eugene O'Neill was someone who also tried to do a cycle and didn't complete it, that this cycle is something that will live on as August Wilson's legacy. With his life, with his work, was a sense of personal integrity and commitment to the things that he believed in. So, for example, when he was a little, when he was in ninth grade, he wrote a paper, and he got two grades on the paper, one an A+ and one an F, and the teacher said that if you can prove that you wrote it, then you get the A+, but he was not willing to have to go through all that, and so at that point he dropped out of high school and learned and became a student of culture and of African-American culture and experience in ways through his life and his personal lessons that he carried on from there. So that sense of integrity carried him through and speaks in his work.
Kenny Leon, one can take a look at this man's life, his history. We gave a brief synopsis earlier in the program. It, in and of itself, can work its way out. It is, to a great degree, play-like itself.
Absolutely. You know, the wonderful thing about the cycle is that there are 10 plays, and if you see one of the 10, and I've directed all of the plays except King Headley, if you see one of these plays, it stands on its own. But if you see all of them, they indeed impact on each other. And even as lately as 4 months ago, and we're sitting on this porch, and we're talking about Radio Golf, the new play, and you know, I'm taking notes about the play and trying to figure out what to tell the actors about a scene or what have you. But then August drifts into talking about life and talking about the world, and the play blends to his real life or his view of the world very easily, so it's hard to tell real life from the plays that he is writing. So he's really given all of his life to taking on this, if you will, burden of writing this incredible history. And as an African American artist and as an American, I owe a great deal to the man. And what I promised myself is to make sure that he does not end up as a historical footnote, because he's been a large part of our lives for the last 23, 24 years.
Harry Elam, a testament to the greatness often of playwrights is the fact that there are actors who clamor to get their hands on the work of this playwright. This is indeed true of this man.
Certainly, and some of the best African-American actors have worked with him, like Lawrence Fishburne, like Charles Dutton. And Charles Dutton really got his start doing August Wilson's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And August Wilson calls his plays, they're both personal and speak to the personal, but also something beyond that. He calls his plays once a 400-year-old autobiography. So it was about his personal experience, but much more than that. So for actors, you know, that you could sink your teeth into these monologues, these language. He wrote characters and stories that are larger than life and with a poetic language that captured the beauty of the black vernacular in ways that only August Wilson could.
Kenny Leon, we should note that in just a little over a couple of weeks, a wonderful honor will happen for this man, and that is Broadway's Virginia Theater will be renamed the August Wilson Theater.
Long overdue. In fact, August and I have you know, sat down with his dramaturg, and we were talking about one day about the Broadway houses and the naming of Broadway houses, and I can assure you that this is a great honor for him, and to be the first African-American to have a theater named after him. It's well overdue because of his contribution to all of us. We were talking about the actors earlier, but, you know, it goes, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, Angela Bassett, Courtney mm-hmm. Vance, James Earl Jones, Felicia Rashad, who I worked with on Gemini the Ocean last year, incredible actors. And his plays are Shakespearean in the fact that not any actor can do the work because you have to have technique to speak the language, but you also have to have the technique to speak it in an honest, naturalistic way, but which the largeness that the art calls for.
Well, we have lost a great man, but we are honored that his works will live on and his legacy will live on through them. Harry Elam Jr. is the author of the book, Writing History, The Past as Present in the Drama of August Wilson. He's also the chair of the drama department at Stanford University. Also joining us, Kenny Leon, artistic director of the True Colors Theater Company in Atlanta. I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.